AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A deadly shooting at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Texas. Julie Walker has details.
A gunman with a rifle opens fire on an ICE facility in Dallas from a nearby roof Wednesday morning, killing one detainee and wounding two more before taking his own life. Officials IDing him as 29-year-old Joshua Jan and say he was shooting indiscriminately at the building and at an ICE van that the detainees were in. FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says no law enforcement were injured and they are investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
A July attack at another Texas immigration detention center injured a police officer. Joshua Johnson is with ICE.
The rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence.
Audio courtesy KDFW. I'm Julie Walker.
And officials are investigating the death this week of a Mexican man who was in ICE custody in Southern California. A federal judge has refused to reinstate eight fired inspectors general before their lawsuit is resolved over their dismissals by the Trump administration. And Haya Panjwani has a look at recent poll findings on the president.
Once strengthened by economic issues, Trump's approval is tepid on that front. His best issues now are crime, border security, and immigration. Overall approval has been fairly steady in the Associated Press NORC polling since the beginning of his second term. This month, about 4 in 10 approve of how Trump is handling his job as president, back in line with his average approval after a slight uptick in August. There was a similar pattern during the Republicans' first White House term, when his approval in the AP NORC polling stayed within a narrow range. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
This is AP News. Donna Warder reports the leaders of Greenland and Denmark have made an apology
for their government's roles in giving invasive contraception to Greenlandic indigenous girls and women starting in the 1960s. At age 13, Katrine Peterson had become pregnant. Doctors terminated her pregnancy and fitted her with an intrauterine contraceptive device, or IUD. She says that because of her age, she didn't know what to do, and the IUD remained in her body for 38 years, only having it removed last year. Peterson is married but says she cannot have children. She says she has days of sorrow, depression, bad moods, and anger, and that she could have been a grandparent today if her child hadn't been taken away. The Danish government says it intends to establish a reconciliation fund to financially compensate victims. I'm Donna Warder.
More news and the latest developments at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.